Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Man, you would think that dating would just come to a grinding halt during lockdown, but it does not.
No.
Which also means ghosting continues. And Kai, that's the situation you're in. Yours is a very, very awkward one, though, because it involves a very similar location. Can you tell us your story?
Yes. So I matched with Amy about 2 weeks ago. And you know how, like, on dating apps, it tells you how far away a person is? Like,
yes.
You can kind of set your radius. So I matched with her, and it said that we were 0.1 kilometers away.
Whoa.
Damn, okay.
So it turns out that we live in the same building.
Oh, okay.
The building has like 30-plus stories. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who live there. But I thought it was super cool, and we both kind of thought it was like a super cute thing to have in common.
Yeah.
Serendipitous.
So we were talking, and we set up a FaceTime date for last Friday. I offered the pop by her unit, you know, I mean, we were close, could walk over there. But she was a little uncomfortable with that because COVID and
I
get that. Yeah. But the FaceTime went really well. Like, we chatted for like an hour or so in between our work Zoom meetings, and I thought it was great. And then I don't know what happened. Like, after that, she just would not text me back. I sent her 2 texts, just, you know, seeing what's up and all, and she never responded.
I'd love
for you guys to try to help me figure out kind of what went wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you talk too much about the building during your conversation? Because have you ever got caught in an elevator with someone that you kind of know in your building and all they want to talk about is the amenities or what management's doing wrong?
Hey, what is the gym reopening anyway?
Yeah. Why don't they put the Christmas tree up yet? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What do you think, Kai? Is that you?
I mean, we definitely talked a little bit about it, but, like, we talked about our jobs and all, too. So, like,
Okay.
I
feel like it wasn't 100% of the conversation.
So then we don't know.
And you only sent 2 texts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then, you know what, Kai? We're going to do. We're going to play a song, come back. Give her a shout with you listening on the phone, and we will find out what happened to Amy.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So, if you haven't heard Kai's story, it's actually kind of cool, especially for lockdown love stories, which are strained at best.
Yes, yeah.
But Kai basically matches with this girl named Amy. They find out that, hey, they're in the same building because it said like 0.1 kilometers away, which is pretty cool,
so
right?
So close, yeah.
And then they do a little FaceTime date, keep it safe. And then Kai, for whatever reason, you don't hear from her ever again.
Correct. And I have no idea why. I thought it would be really cool living that close to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to call her with you listening on the phone. But want to quickly ask before we do, are you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be harsh.
I feel like it's better knowing.
Okay.
I feel like I deserve it.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we make the call?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi there, we're looking for Amy.
This is Amy.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
good morning.
How are you? What's going on? What's new?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, we're calling about a ghosting, one that you committed.
Kai.
Actually it was Kai. We just wanted to know, you know, about your time together on FaceTime and like what happened. Yes, Kai, exactly.
Kai is this guy that I, like, matched with, and all of a sudden, he just started leaving things at my door, even when I told him. I thought it was very creepy.
Okay, so what...
Whoa, I was trying to be cute. How could you think it was creepy?
What did you leave at her door, Kai?
I mean...
Did you set this up?
He did, yeah. So here's, Amy, here's the deal. You're on a feature called Ghosted on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Maybe you've heard of it. And the thing is... We were trying to figure out why you ghosted Kai.
But now we get it.
Yeah. So let me ask you a quick question, though. What was he leaving? Like, what were we talking about?
Well, like, we matched, and we found out that we were living in the same building, and I told him what floor I was living on, but I did not tell him what apartment, and I guess he figured it out through, like, the directory or stuff, but, like, leading up to our date, he started leaving things at my door, like little gifts and stuff. I think
trinkets.
The first one was a note taped to my door that said, I can't wait to see you. And then on Thursday, he left a dinner for me. And I'm like, pretty sure he ate some of the fries.
Well, did you eat the dinner or not?
Kai.
I mean, I did, but it was, like, the whole thing was very creepy, and I told you that during our FaceTime, that, like, this is a little creepy that you're leaving stuff at my door, especially since I did not tell you specifically my apartment number. But then after our date, after I had communicated that, there was a teddy bear waiting outside my door with a note that said, I had a great time talking to you. And I was like, this is a total turnoff. So I ghosted him,
Yeah. Also sounds like he was a bad cook.
I don't need to hear any of this. Like, you clearly can't appreciate someone doing cute things for you, Amy. So I don't even need that second date.
Oh, is it going to take me off?
Kai, yeah, read Kai. The room, man.
Oh, no. You told her, Kai.
Yeah.
That's all right. A win for old Kai.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you both go. Thank you both for your time. Kai, recommendation.
Listen.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Amy, apologies for this.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. Wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 99999.